I believe that there's a lot of people who listen to flamenco music. And I think that they enjoy flamenco music. And I think a lot of these people don't know what flamenco music really means, or the history behind flamenco music. I've got a friend who's got a double-clutching woofer-treater stereophonic thing in his living room. It's beautiful. They can hear him 4 blocks away. About 4 a.m. in the morning. It's beautiful. He plays flamenco music, and it's beautiful. Now, I know many of you have either bought records in flamenco or maybe went to a live performance somewhere. Or maybe you see it on TV or the radio. That's that thing that doesn't have a screen, man. And how many of you really know the history or the story behind flamenco? Seems years ago, in Spain, the gypsies had a dance they'd do. They had music they'd do to this dance, too. It was very beautiful, but it had no name. Until some wise guy discovered that the beating on the guitar and the clicking of the dancer's heels resembled the beating of the flamingo's wings when it took off in flight. So, of course, they called it flamingo. Well, some of them couldn't spell and a few of them couldn't pronounce, so it came to us as flamenco. Now, it seems that the gypsies would circle their wagons early in the evening, and it was very beautiful, and they were in preparation for the big dance. And the girls would enter the arena, formed by the wagons. Here they come. Can you just imagine, aren't they pretty? Here they are. Oh, beautiful. Oh, it just makes you want to breathe hard, you know. That's half the girls. You know, half a girl isn't worth a damn. Here comes the other half. This is the half I can't tell you too much about. I will say that it's the most functional half. And it don't talk back. Now that the girls are all there, you know that no dance is complete without the guys, so here they come. Didn't they invite along, the girls are already there. Now comes the hard part. This is the choosing of partners. You know, whenever their dance is getting ready and there's a group of people there, you know, well, two guys might see some girl they want and make a mad dash for, and there's a big discussion over who's going to do who to what and when, you know, that's right. Or maybe two girls will see some guy they want, you know, and make a mad dash for him, and the same thing, you know, sort of when. Or maybe two guys will see some guy they want. So this is the music played for the choosing of partners, and it gets pretty wild. Sometimes I can't even watch. That little guy didn't get anybody. Maybe he'll do it by himself. There's not much variety, but you're independent. Now that they've all chosen partners and they're ready to do the dance, you know, for many years the gypsies would all sit down and they'd smoke marijuana.
Yeah.
He's rolling his own over in the car, I think. But they look like cigars. Where are you getting yours? In any case, it was beautiful because they'd named their dance right after the smoke, and it was called the marijuana, and they'd dance on top of the wagons, on top of the trees, everywhere, and each other, you know. Really dancing wildly. Easy. That was until they discovered Bel Air cigarettes. Well, you know yourself that if you smoke Bel Air, they're trying to hook you two ways now. They're giving you Raleigh coupons with them, you know. And immediately after smoking Bel Air cigarettes, the gypsies threw their marijuana away, you know. And they changed the name of the dance from the marijuana to the Belera. That's when the girls did it. And the guys did it, was a little different. Usually is. Except for when it's in Hollywood. And this would go on most of the evening until the thoughts became a little more intimate. You know, sort of like what to do under the wagons instead of around them. Now, I can't be too descriptive about this part of the dance, but I will say that they call it the Farruka. I can't tell you what this is, or this. but I will say that if you already know, I don't have to tell you. And if you don't know, try tonight as a guess. Now the ones that were very hardy, you know, those are the ones that were strong and youthful, I mean, they would do it twice. But it was kind of ragged the second time. Now the young ones, they were the ones that this is their first time and they figured it might be their last, you know. So they'd do it as many times as they possibly could, but boy, that third time was really ragged. Oh my God. Oh. The only other thing in flamenco that was of much importance was this little movement here. That was that little guy that didn't get anything doing it by himself. It didn't take quite so much time and wasn't so loud, you know. So now when you hear flamenco music, you can sit back and grin a little because you know the inside story.